Good morning, everybody. I hope this podcast finds you well today. I'm looking out of my window and it's very still. There's not a breeze. It's just a very still autumn day. And the stillness takes me back to Blackpool, actually, where it was anything but still in Blackpool. Breezy Blackpool. Always the spray of the sea around. And I can recall when I was very young, the sea just coming right over and right over to the houses. I lived in a place called Cleveleys, just outside Blackpool. And an anchor's home was just before you came to Cleveleys. And it was very flat. And when it was a very stormy weather, the waves would come over and flood all anchor's home. The shops and the tram tracks, and you couldn't get your car through it. It just flooded it. And I can remember as a young child, you know, going to see how the sea had, you know, come right over and flooded everywhere. Some of the houses there were frequently being flooded. And it did take a long time to disappear. The waves were pounding and smashing one moment, cascading high in the air and splashing down the next the next day. It was like a mill pond. It was like this still lake, and the waters were receding back into the sea. When it was like that, my mum used to say, all right, you can go and see, you can go to the beach. And it was as though the storm had never been there. It was a real turning of the tide, quite literally. The waves were gently lapping on the seashore, on the open stretch sand, on Blackpool. But the sea was like a mill pond, still and tranquil. And it was hard to imagine what it had been like just 24 hours beforehand. How often have we felt caught up in a storm, wave after wave beating against us, threatening us to sweep us away? And I'd just like to read some words from Psalm 69. God, rescue me, for the waters have risen to my neck. I seek into a deep swamp where I can find no footing. I've slipped into deep waters and the floods engulf me. Lord, I bring you my prayer. In your own time, O God, and out of the greatness of your unfailing love, answer me. Faithfully hear me once more and rescue me from sinking into the swamp. Deliver me from my adversaries and from the deep waters. Do not let the flood overwhelm me, or the deep swallow me, or the pit close up over my head. Now that's quite a graphic description of what it feels like maybe to be overcome by what seems like sinking sand and waters just creeping up ever nearer to our head. And like that psalmist, we all feel at sea. We look back wistfully at better days and wondering why God doesn't seem to help us. And particularly at this moment, as we're in the middle of a COVID pandemic and we're in lockdown again, I'm sure that some people are thinking this. And yet, just as certainly as the high tide follows low and low tide high, so it will be for us. The ebb and flow of the sea reflects the ebb and flow of life. And after the storm, there will come peace. After the turmoil, there will be quietness. After sorrow, there will be joy. We may not see it at the time, there seeming no prospects of any change when we're in the midst of that situation that we're in. But God will always be there with us, holding our head above the water, until in the fullness of time, the tide will turn and the waters will receive. It's easy to trust God when life is good. But when circumstances change, then faith is suddenly put to the test. When one problem, one anxiety, one sorrow follows another, we can feel overwhelmed. It feels like we're swimming against a current that sweeps us deeper and deeper into difficulty. But however fierce the storm, it can never overswamp us because we have our faith and trust in God. And God will always be there to rescue us and to hold us up. So I think today we need to hold on firmly to know that God is always holding on to us in the midst of a storm until that storm is past, and then calm will return. Hear these words now from Psalm 18. He stretched down from on high and took hold of me, lifting me out of the seething waters. If the Lord had not been on our side, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have overwhelmed us and the raging waters gone over our heads. And so I pray that Lord Jesus Christ, when the waters rage and the waves threaten to engulf us, I pray that you will always support, strengthen and keep us safe until the tide turns and the sun shines once more. Have a good week, my friends, until we meet again next week. God bless. Bye.